game and our country, and relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast, all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
It's the second game of this six-game road trip for the Bradenton Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers from Publix Field at Joker Marchand Stadium. This is the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella getting you set on this beautiful Wednesday night from Lakeland. Bradenton looks to bounce back after they dropped game one last night here by a score of 10-3. Things started off well offensively. They carried a lead a couple of times. They exchanged with Lakeland, but unfortunately, in the end, the final 19 batters were retired by Lakeland's pitching staff, and so the Marauders look to bounce back here today after they had won the final two games against the Dunedin Blue Jays. Tonight, though, they send one of their top 30 prospects in Ryder Christian Curtis to the hill. He'll face a minor league rehabber in Wilmer Flores. Well, it is almost the end of August now, so the draft happened just about a month ago to the day, and we had a chance to catch up with one of the newly, not only Marauders on this roster, but also one of the new farmhands in the Pittsburgh Pirates organization, and that was fifth-round pick in Will Taylor out of Clemson. Just a bit of a preview, don't want to spoil too much for you, but Taylor, a guy who was a two-sport athlete at Clemson and playing both football and baseball, we talked about that. But also about him last week. His first professional hit was a grand slam and a Marauders win. That conversation is next here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella chatting with outfielder and Will Taylor. And first of all, Will, thank you so much for joining us here on the pregame show. And let's start off by talking about last week. You got your first professional hit.
coming on a grand slam. So that's kind of how you drew up your first hit, right?
Yeah, it was a great once-in-a-lifetime memory for me. You know, just to get that first professional hit was awesome, and to come in a fashion like that is spectacular. Obviously, a lot of text messages and phone calls after that, and you know, what a night to get the first one out of the way.
Yeah, what did you expect that one to get out right when you hit off the bat, or because it was kind of leaning towards the pole a little bit, and you know, did it have enough distance? Did you think that thing was going to get out?
Yeah, I mean, I knew I put a good swing on it. You know, I was watching the ball run to first base, and the height on it just kept carrying. I think the wind was blowing out a little bit, and just watching the left fielder run after it, and I knew I had a chance, and you know, touch first base and saw it go over. So just really, really excited to be a part of this team, and you know, finish out the year strong.
What was that reaction like too when you got back to the dugout, and what did the guys all do to you when you got in there?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Just, you know, these new teammates that I've bonded with the last couple of weeks, it's a special group, and you know, we're here to try and win every game, and you know, just having fun playing baseball together.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were selected in this year's draft with so many of the new Marauders as well. Just where were you, and what was that feeling like when you got the phone call that the Pirates had selected you?
Yeah, I mean, a bunch of family and friends, and you know, just didn't know, you know, when that phone call would come and what team, but you know, the Pirates were very high on my list, and just excited to be a part of this organization now, and you know, hopefully contribute to this winning organization. We're climbing up the ladder, and you know, no matter what level I'm at, mm-hmm. single A, double A, triple A, the big leagues. Obviously, the big leagues is the goal for everybody, but winning and showing off my talents, you know, on the way there mm-hmm. is very important to me, and I'm excited to do it over the next few years.
Yeah, no, definitely. What's the transition been like for you from playing college ball to here in the professional ranks? Kind of, you know, I think for a lot of guys, it's nice to have this experience right now when you get drafted and you kind of just all thrown into it. But you were a college student a couple weeks ago. Now you're a professional baseball player. Just what have some of the difference been like for you?
Yeah, just the professional lifestyle. They treat you like a professional here. And, you know, just filling in your everyday schedule with things that fit to your game is very it's been very different than college, and so it's been very enjoyable for me, just trying to figure out what works for me, what doesn't, and you know, we're all in this journey together.
Mm-hmm. Again, chatting here with Will Taylor on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Let's talk more about you back at Clemson. I know you played a little bit of football as well your first 2 years, and then just focused primarily on baseball. Was that always the draw to go play baseball at Clemson, was because of the football side of it as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Clemson academically, athletically, just a spectacular school. And first of all, I wanted to go there because of, you know, it's just well known for the family atmosphere. And but that was always a dream of mine, is to play football and baseball there. And to get the phone call from Coach Sweeney and Coach Monty Lee at the time was a dream come true, and something that I couldn't turn down. And so to play there for 3 years and now be a part of the Pirates is, you know, something amazing.
Mm-hmm. So in high school, were you just, you played football and baseball? Were there any other sports involved as well?
Yeah, I played 4 sports in high school. Played football, baseball, wrestled, and ran track. So I was always busy. I just like to compete and win. And so, you know, playing all those sports in high school has helped me be a better baseball player. It's shaped me well to being a complete baseball player, just helping me thrive in different parts of my game. And so just really thankful for you know, great parents and great coaches that have raised me to be tough and a competitor along the way.
Yeah, you know, you talk about those sports as well. Was the downtime, too, away from baseball, did that help a little bit, too, just mentally as well, not only just a physical toll?
Absolutely, yeah, just physically, mentally, you know, I was always busy year-round, whether it was on the football field or baseball field, but just the friendships and memories that I've made along the way are unforgettable, and so thankful for all those relationships and that I've built over the last few years.
Was there a favorite football memory that you had at Clemson that you'll always remember for the rest of your life?
Yeah, I mean, winning a championship. We won the ACC championship my sophomore year, and just to be able to contribute to a team like that, a championship team, is very special.
One last one, me, for you. What's something about you off the baseball field that not many people would know about you?
Yeah, I'm an outdoorsman. I like to hunt and fish. So November, December, January, I'll be in the woods. I'll be on the water and just enjoy being with family and friends out in nature. So, just love hobbies off the field. And, my brother and I grew up doing that, and we'll continue to do that.
Done any fishing down here so far yet?
I have not. Yeah. That's one thing. I bought my saltwater fishing license the other day, so I'm excited to get on the water.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us here on the pregame show.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
We'll have some more to come next.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test, starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. That was Will Taylor, you just heard from before, as he had a chance to sit down and talk with us before today's game. He is batting second and is the DH today. Well, both managers are meeting at home plate right now with our two umpires. Gabe Vargas is behind home plate, calling balls and strikes. Jeremy Rota is in the field tonight. As both of them have exchanged lineup cards, let's exchange them with you at home as you start with the visitors. And the Marauders, 48-67 overall record, 19-30 in the second half. Lakeland comes in 69-43, 27-20 in the second half. 1-9 for Bradenton. Deuce Corson plays second, followed by Will Taylor, the DH. Switch hitting shortstop, Connor Delgado bats third, as Marilyn Valdez, the first baseman, hits cleanup. Third baseman, Johnny Severino, hits fifth. Shalim Polanco, the lefty-right fielder, bats in the number six spot. Lefty left fielder, and Amanda Terrero bats seventh. Derek Berg, the catcher out of Army, hits eighth, and the lefty center fielder, Braylon Bishop, rounds out the starting nine for the Bradenton Marauders. They send their right-hander Christian Curtis to the hill. He's 2-3, a 4.50 ERA. This season goes opposite of Wilmer Flores, a minor league rehabber from AAA Toledo. 1-9 for Lakeland, Frangerber Montilla, the second baseman, hits leadoff. Jack Penny, shortstop out of Notre Dame, hits second. Andrew Jenkins, who plays first, also bats third. Nomar Fania, the center fielder, hits cleanup. Eduardo Valencia is a DH. He hits in the five hole. Jose De La Cruz, the right fielder, who has hit well against Bradenton this season, just under the 300 mark, bats number six. The catcher, Ricardo Hurtado, gets his first look at Bradenton this season, as Hurtado has played in three games so far with single-A Lakeland. Christian Santana plays third and bats eighth, with the switch-hitting left fielder David Smith rounding out the starting nine for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Flores is the first man out for Lakeland. And their home white uniforms, Marauders in their black tops, they read Bradenton in gold script and gray pants as well. Game two of this week-long series from Lakeland coming down next after the national anthem. This has been the Bradenton Marauders pregame show right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Let's go! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Zinzerella.
From Publix Field at Joker Marchand Stadium, it's game number two of this six-game set between the Bradenton Marauders and the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thomas Zinzerella here in the Marauders Broadcast Network. So glad you could join us for some Wednesday night baseball. Bradenton looking to bounce back after a 10-3 loss against Lakeland yesterday, who has had their number this season. Marauders are just 5-14. Against the Flying Tigers. They've also lost seven straight games here in Lakeland. That could come to an end today, though. Deuce Corson, Will Taylor, and Connor Delgado will bat in this first inning against a minor league rehabber in Wilmer Flores, a 23-year-old from Valencia, Venezuela. He is the younger brother of the big leaguer in Wilmer Flores, longtime New York Met, current San Francisco Giant, as Flores this year has spent the entire season with AAA Toledo. 13 appearances, 2-2 win-loss record, a 6.04 ERA. He's walked 19, struck out 19, and 22 in a third innings. Crowd still filing in here. It's a breezy day. Wind is gusting out towards the scoreboard in left center. Some clouds up in the sky with some sun peeking through. Corson steps in the left side. First pitch from the righty is popped up in the air off the third base side. And out of play as we're off and running right on time at 6:30 p.m. It is another cool afternoon here as well. 84 degrees out of first pitch. Says the wind's blowing at 5 miles an hour. It's at least 10 to 15 right now, though. Righty comes together, 0-1. That's lined back up the middle over the head of Penny into center field. And Deuce Corson finished the end of last week strong as a leadoff single in the first inning. First two men in the lineup are both 2024 draft picks for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Corson, a ninth round pick. Taylor, a fifth rounder out of Clemson. One on and nobody out, top one. First pitch hits Taylor on the back area, right on the numbers. There's some of that in control there that Flores has with some of those walk numbers. So the first two men have reached here in the first inning. Switch it in, Connor Delgado. Bats from the left side against the righty. Flores is on the 40-man roster for Detroit. Was a top 100 prospect at one point as a fastball fired on the outside corner, 94 called strike. That was going into 2023. He had a pitch in the Futures game in 2022. Just last year. Still solid numbers in Erie, a 390 ERA in AA. As a breaking ball bounces before home and Delgado swings at it for strike two. Connor comes in hitting on the year 224 in 76 games, 8 home runs and 25 driven in. He's currently on a 10-game on-base streak. No balls and two strikes on Delgado. With two runners on, nobody out. The pitch, curveball, chopped the opposite way, through the hole, past the diving Penny in the left field. Corson gets the wave around third. He's in, standing up at home. It's an RBI single for Connor Delgado that has Bradenton in front, 1-0.
Batting fourth, the first is hit number 27, is Marilyn Valdez.
Well, that was a really good piece of hitting. The pitch was in on the hands, and Delgado just let it travel. Defense was shifted over to the right. Man waited on it and just punched the ball on the ground through the left side. Runners still at first and second. With nobody out in a run in. Bradenton did score early yesterday as well. As Marilyn Valdez, the power hitting first baseman, the hitter. Pitch. And it takes high, just with the letters of 94 for ball one. We're probably only going to see Flores go an inning. It's kind of the plan for him today. Right-hander set from above the belt, the pitch. And Valdez swings and misses out a slider for a strike. Jess sent on rehab today. He's been on the injured list since May 13th with AAA Toledo. 1-1. There's a good breaking ball called strike on the inside corner. Riders in their black jersey tops. Bradenton in gold script with the Pirates logo on their right arm. Flying Tigers in their home whites. Navy blue letters that read Flying Tigers across. 1-2. Bouncer before home, and Valdez doesn't chase after it. Checked his swing and held up on it. It's 2-2. About a similar size crowd as we saw yesterday. Scattered across the lower bowl. Man behind home plate. 2-2. Chopper slowly hit up the third base side, and it's backhanded foul by Christian Santana. Well, let's set the defense for you for Lakeland. Starting the outfield left to right. David Smith, Nomar Fania, Jose de la Cruz is in right. Santana's at third, Penny and Motilla up the middle. Andrew Jenkins out of first, and Ricardo Hurtado does the catching. Two balls, two strikes on Valdez. Ready, collects and deals. Breaking ball whiffed out and missed for strike three. And Valdez is K'd for the first out in the outing. One out, two runners still on at first and second. One run in on the RBI single from Connor Delgado. The ever-dangerous Johnny Severino is batting fifth today and playing third. Ready hitter, first pitch is tipped into the mitt of Hurtado for strike one. open stance for Severino. The 0-1 from Flores is a curveball top of the zone. Just sneaks in there for a strike. We've seen a couple different pitches from him. Seen a fastball, slider, curveball. Three-year-old stands to that, 6'4", 225. 0-2, Severino barrels a 2-3rd. It's dropped by Santana. Runners taking off late as he'll step on the base for a fielder's choice. That ball was smoked into the gut area of Santana, who's playing behind the bag at third. Delgado moves to second as Taylor's out at third. And Severino, good for him. He never gave up on running down the line. Otherwise, it could have been a double play. First and second, two outs, one run in for Shaleen Polanco, the lefty. Against the righty, Flores. Sharp hit ground ball back up the middle. Over the second base bag. Penny's there and steps on the base to end the inning. But a run in on the single from Delgado. 1-0. Half an inning in the books on the Marauders broadcast network.
U.S. Kids presents. What to expect when you're expecting a teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for greatest of all time. As in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Bottom one, Bradenton has a 1-0 lead over the Lakeland Flying Tigers after Connor Delgado's RBI single. Christian Curtis, the tall right-hander on the hill, against Fran Gerber. Montilla, first pitch is fouled straight back out of play for strike one. Montilla, Penny, and Jenkins. This is a revamped 1-3 as well for Lakeland. Curtis is 0-1 and drops in. Pitch at the bottom of the zone for a called strike. It's 0-2. Curtis looks like he's sporting some maybe stirrup socks here underneath. 0-2. High and tight for a ball. But the right-hander stands at 6'5", 220, 22-year-old from Groves, Texas. He's born in Beaumont, just nearby. From the windup, 1-2. Swing and a miss, Segato. Cutter down and in at 90. And Curtis is on the board with his first strikeout on the first battery scenes. 1 out, base is empty, 1-0. Bradenton, bottom one for Jack Penny. Curtis, a 12th round selection last year out of Arizona State. Features a fastball, cutter, slider, changeup, curveball mix. The lefty Penny, pitch. Is bomb of the zone called strike at 95. Curtis is really dialed in right now. He's coming off a solid start for him. Picked up a no decision last Thursday against Dunedin. Once fouled off at home, it catches Gabe Vargas, the home plate umpire. Jamie Rhoda is in the field today after he was behind to him last night. Nothing and two on Penny. Curtis Black Love from above the belt. 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt, smothered by Berg. Curtis in his last start, 3 2/3, a hit, unearned run, 3 walks and 5 Ks. Left with a 4-1 lead, it was an unearned run allowed in the second. 1-2. Slider down and in. Counts even 2-2. See what Curtis will go to here. 2-2. Swinging a slow chopper up the first base side, foul. Now they got the four runs in that start from a Will Taylor grand slam. That was Curtis's second start since coming off the injured list. He was placed on it actually after a start at home against Lakeland on June 21st. Went on it just a few days later. Wasn't activated until August 9th. 2-2 again. Outside with a changeup. Counts full of 3-2. Deep at bat for Penny's first time up. Curtis looking to fan the first two of his outing. Pitch clock within two, 3-2. And the on the hands, foul back out of play. Infield shifted over to the right side. Three, two again. Swinging a slow chopper in play this time to the right side. Two is right. Valdez flips to the covering Curtis. Two gone. Let's set the defense for you. Starting the outfield left to right, Amanda Terrell, Braylon Bishop, and Shalene Polanco's over and right. Johnny Severino's at third. Delgado Gorison up the middle. Valdez at first, and Derek Berg does the catching for Christian Curtis. Two outs, base is empty. 1-0, Bradenton, Andrew Jenkins. The righty first baseman steps in as Curtis's first offering to him is tugged down and away for a ball. We have a cutter at 93. Well, Curtis has made two starts against Lakeland this year. Both haven't really gone his way. The 1-0, down and away with a fastball. It's 2-0. Against Lakeland in the latter start on June 21st, a start before he went on the injured list. Gave up 5 runs, 4 earned, and 4 2/3 on 7 hits. From the lineup, 2-0. Slow breaking ball on the outside corner, called strike. Then his second start of the season came here on April 14th. Went 3-plus innings, gave up 5 runs on 3 hits. 2-1. Jenkins fouls it back towards the on-deck circle. Gave up all 5 runs in the 4th inning. One of those runs was an inherited run. Did strike out 5, so he's got some high strikeout numbers. Struck out dozen in 7 2/3, just has given up 10 runs, 9 earned. Deuces wow with 2 outs, base is clear. In the first, the 2-2. Way high at 95. Tried again. 3 balls and 2 strikes. The pitch. Swinging a pop foul to play first base side. Now Curtis, he's been in the zone. That was an 8-pitch at bat to Penny. This one's another deep count here. That was pitch number 6. So Lakeland doesn't have anybody on, but they've really used a lot of pitches on Curtis. He'll do it again. 3-2. Breaking ball. Flied in the air to shallow right. Polanco late break on it. Now racing in with the wind, taking a hold of it as he makes the catch. On a full head of steam, And it's a 1-2-3 first for Curtis. One of the books, 1-0. Bradenton on the Marauders broadcast network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecon Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our final Paws and Claws night on Friday, August 16th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Top two in Lakeland, Bradenton 1, Flying Tigers 0, as Zach Lee comes out, who's supposed to start today. He will be on for the Lakeland Flying Tigers after an inning for Wilmer Flores. Right now he's on the losing end. The minor league rehabber gives up a run on two hits while striking out one. Bottom three of the order due up here as a lefty, Emmanuel Torreira, watches the fastball. Down it in at 91 for ball one. Numbers on Lee this year, 23-year-old from Effingham, Illinois. Played his college ball at Kentucky. 1-0 is in tight again at 93 this time. It's 2-0. Lee 3-4, 3.08 ERA in 18 outings, 15 starts. 2-0, ripped out and missed at 92 on the outer half. 16 walks this year, 82 strikeouts, 66 hits allowed in 76 innings for Lee. He's behind on the leadoff man, Torreira, 2-1. Bunt shown, pulled back, and it's low. Now Lee has faced Bradenton three times this year. Started two games. 3-1. Down and in, ball four. And Torreira walks to start this second inning. Lee was just activated off the development list today. They've been keeping an eye on his innings. He's a guy that's been pretty impressive this year. Signed as a non-drafted free agent last year after the draft. He was teammates with Magdiel Cota, who was called up yesterday to High A at Kentucky. First pitch to the righty, Derek Berg, the catcher. Is low, just below the knees for ball one. First slider we've seen out of Lee. Runner on, nobody out, 1-0 Bradenton in the second. Ready for the belt. Kicks up, 1-0. Outside, down and away for ball two. Berg playing in his eighth game with Bradenton as a professional, hitting 167. That's a 4-for-24 mark. Home run of 5 RBIs and a pair of walks to go along with it. 2-0. That's below the knees again. Not by much. It's ball three. So Lee has come out of the bullpen not throwing strikes, which again is very uncharacteristic. He's walked 16 this year. And in a lot of innings. 76. 3-0. Bomb of the zone to call it strike. The fastball. Coming off two innings, he started against Clearwater August the 8th, so it's been a minute for him since he's been on the mound in game action. Spinning a toss to first. Nearly got away from Jenkins, who had a wrap around the runner, Terrero. Make the reception. Ali had a rocky month in July. What may have led to some fatigue is what they might have seen the Tigers have. 3-1. And that's low for ball four. Berg walks. First 2 men have reached here in the second inning for Braylon Bishop. One nothing Bradenton with two on, nobody out. And the 9-hole batter coming up. In the month of July, Lee was 0-3 in four starts. 8.59 ERA. His ERA went up a whole run base on the season from 2.27 to 3.16. First pitch to the lefty, Bishop is cut on a missed out on a slider for strike one. Bishop this year hitting .223, 5 bombs, 18 RBIs, had a home run last week against Dunedin. The 0-1, check swing, and on the appeal he did not go around, says Jeremy Rota, the field umpire. Well, this kind of happened last inning where single and a hit by pitch started the first, and then the Marauders got a run out of it. 1-1. Is flown in the air high to right center field. De La Cruz over to his right, still moving, and makes the grab in right center. Runner tagging up in Terrero from second to third. Throw is cut off, and it'll be first and third with one out on the productive flyout from Braylon Bishop. That will set the table for the top of the order in Deuce Corson, who singled his first trip up last inning and scored. One nothing, Bradenton in the second. Corson, a ninth round pick out of UCLA last year, or this year. Lefty batter against the righty Lee. Kicks on pitch. And that's it, well out towards deep right center field. De La Cruz trekking back. It's over his head, up against the wall. Terrero scores. Berg held at third. It's an RBI double for Deuce Corson. And Bradenton has doubled their tally, 2-0 in the second.
The designated hitter number 29, Will Taylor.
Deuce Corson's bat is starting to heat up. And that's a strong sign for Bradenton. They can get him going at the top of the order, along with this man and Will Taylor. Infield is in with runners at second and third, just one out. Right-handed batter against righty Lee. From the belt, the pitch. Fastball darted on the outside corner for a called strike. Lee was hit by a pitch on the numbers on the backside. He's okay, though. He's a football player. Played both football and baseball at Clemson. Lee's 0-1. Inside nearly clipped him again. That was a slider that almost caught the ribcage area. And it's 1-1. The pitch on the ground, foul, third base side, as Gustavo Mania had been out of the way from the coach's box. Rodgers 2, Lakeland nothing in the second, with runners at second and third. Remember, they scored all three runs in the first two innings last night in a 10-3 defeat. Lakeland retired the last 19 to end the game. 1-2. Up and away for a ball. Taylor coming in 2-for-14, a double and a home run. His first professional hit was a grand slam 6 days ago. Almost a week to the day. 2-2. Popped up in the air. At short, Penny backs up in the hole towards the outfield. Grass settles under and makes the grab. Two gone.
The shortstop number 54, Kiner Delgado.
Lee is just one batter away from getting out of this jam. Rodgers have second and third still. With two outs, a run in, they lead 2-0. A run in the first on a Delgado single. Gorson, who's at second, his double drove in Terrero. Here is Delgado, switcher to batting left. And he swings and misses at a changeup on the outer half for strike one. Well, that might have been the first changeup that we have seen out of Lee. Six-foot-four right-hander from the belt. The 0-1. Check swing above the letters, and it's high. Leaves it up there. It's 1-1. That single for Delgado extends his on-base streak to 11 games. Lee's ready, and the 1-1. Caught on and missed on another changeup down and away when lunging at it, and it's 1-2. Delgado, a switch hitter against righties. He's hitting .243 this season. Whereas against left-handed pitching, just 7-for-51. Been better from this side. 1-2. Swing and a miss, he got him. Another changeup down and away, three straight. And Delgado's punched out to end the second inning. Marauders get a run, though, on the double from Corson. They lead 2-0 after 1.5 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom two, Bradenton two. Lakeland nothing as Christian Curtis faces 4, 5, and 6. Nomar Fania, leadoff man. As Curtis retired the side in order. First pitch, bunt shown, and it's tap foul. Third base side. Count is nothing and one. Deuce scores in an RBI double in the top half of the inning. Drives in that other Marauders run, but still it just feels like it could be a larger lead. They've left four on base so far. As Curtis wheels and deals, the 0-1. There's a backdoor curveball for a called strike at 75, and it's 0-2. Curtis did the 19 pitches last inning. A couple of long at-bats, the 0-2. Eyeball high at 95, and it's 1-2. Was an 8-pitch at-bat to Penny, and just about an equally the same out to Jenkins to end the inning. So there were a couple of tough ABs there. The pesky ones. Curtis, a deep breath. And the righty's 1-2. Check swing, ball in the dirt on the appeal. Able to hold up there. It's 2-2. Fonda riding a six-game on-base streak, but has just a 280 on base during that span. He's playing in his 10th game. It is 5-for-30 to start with three doubles. 2-2. Breaking ball just outside. Tried the slider. Counts full. There's that slider for Curtis that he's told us it really it's almost like a slurve at times, and you can see it. It almost looks like a curveball. Obviously, the miles per hour is a bit different. That one at 82. 3-2 is fisted on the ground, left side. Severino shuffles to his left from shortstop position, throws out Fonda, one gone. That was with the shift on a little bit, so Severino playing off the bag at third. Makes the play from a normal shortstop position. Four up, four down for Curtis. 2-0 Bradenton bottom two. Eduardo Valencia, the DH. Curtis fires on the pitch. And that's to the dirt. Ripped out and missed for a strike. Boy, Valencia taking a big hack out at Slaughter. Hitting 256 this year in 48 games. 11 doubles, 4 home runs, and 24 RBIs. This is can be a tougher ballpark to hit home runs. As a slider on the outside edge this time, it's a called strike. It's 0-2. The Marauders have 98 home runs as an offense compared to Lakeland's got 65. 0-2, swing and a miss, he got him. Another slider, and Curtis has his second K. You just challenge him, and that's one of those things for pitchers. Don't try to get too cute. The guy has chased the slider, watched the slider. Why not go back to the well, and they throw him a third one, and he can't make contact with it. Five up, five down to start for Curtis. Here's the righty Jose De La Cruz, who watches a fastball in the outer half of 95 for strike one. Bradenton up a pair of runs early. As the 0-1's in the dirt for a ball, it's 1-1. Lights are turning on here in Tigertown, USA, as they call this whole complex area. Righty's 1-1. Curveball popped up. Third base side, Severino behind the bag. Ventures into foul territory, makes the catch right next to it to end the second inning. Six up, six down for Curtis. 2-0 Bradenton after two on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
We've hit the third inning from Publix Field at Joker Martin Stadium. Bradenton has scored a run in each of the first two innings, lead 2-0. As 4, 5, and 6 to bat here in this half inning as Maryland Valdez the hitter. First pitch from the righty Zach Lee is a fastball low at 89 for ball one. Lee in his first inning. He was going to be the starter today, and then Wilmer Flores, a minor league rehabber, was added in. Righty's 1-0. Slider top foul, third base side. It's 1-1. Now, Lee, the damage could have been worse, though. He walked the first two men, then induced a flyout before Gorson doubled in a run. Retired the next two men to leave two men in scoring position. 1-1. Valdez reaches for a slider down and away. It's 1-2. Now, as Maryland's been, unfortunately, a really tough skid here. He's 0 for his last 15. Still hitting .223 on the season with 17 bombs and 50 RBIs. Both team leading on the latter two. 1-2. And Valdez pops it out of play. Foul. First base side. No rain in the area today. May get some today, though, around 8 p.m. 1-2. Line towards the hole right side. Lunging stop by Montilla. And he lines out. One gone. Montilla shaded up towards second base bag, about a step or two to his left. And he makes the grab. Tough one there for Valdez. Johnny Severino the ready. Pitch. He stretches for a slider outside for a strike one. One out, base is empty, top three. 2-0 Bradenton. Lees from the windup, 0-1. Little tapper behind the mound to short. Barehanded by Penny, bobbles and can't make the play. Was always going to be tough with Severino running. And we'll see if this will indeed be an error or a base hit. It goes down as an E6. Severino's on for Shalene Polanco. 2-0 Bradenton in the third. Lefty Polanco. The pitch outside for a ball. Polanco grounded into an inning-ending fielder's choice in the first. And the 1-0. Down and in for a ball. Lee this year against Bradenton. Three appearances, two starts. He's 2-1 on a 2.57 ERA. 14 innings long, 3 walks, 13 strikeouts. The 2-0 popped up in the air, foul back at home. And it's 2-1. Only 23 years old. Played his entire college career at Kentucky. Talked about Bagdy Okoto, he was teammates with. 2-1. Pulled away with a slider. It's 3-1. He's also teammates with Austin Strickland, who was an eighth round pick last year by the Pirates, who was going to start the year here in Bradenton. He was one of the many college arms that were taken last year that were on the roster to start the year. 3-1. And Polanco takes outside at 90 miles an hour for ball four. After the error, a walk. That's the third today for Lee. And two on with one out for Edmundo Terrero. First and second with one out, 2-0 Bradenton. The lefty Terrero, the batter. Pitch is fouled back. And it's nothing and one. Pitch. And Terrell swings and misses at it for strike two. First and second. Bradenton trying to score for the third straight inning. As Lee comes set for the bell. 0-2. On the ground, right side at Motilla. To second for one. Out there to first. High throw, not in time. As Terrero hustles it out and avoids the inning-ending double play. He'll be runners at the corners with two outs and a two-run ball game in the third. Derek Bird, the catcher. A right-handed batter against the righty Lee. Number eight man in the lineup today. Berg is the pitch. Takes a slider outside for ball one. Berg is the third drafted player who's in the lineup here tonight. That's three of the nine. But he holds and fires 1-0. That's barrel towards left field, sinking fast, back hit it by Smith, and he makes the catch off the turf. Takes away a base hit and saves a run as Berg is robbed. And that ends the third inning. No runs, no hits, an error. Two men left on base. Bottom of the third, next 2-0 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojtek, Aaron Anthony, Matt the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Bottom three, Bradenton 2, Lakeland nothing as Christian Curtis faces bottom three men on the order. First pitch to Ricardo Hurtado is a fastball down and away for ball one and 93. Christian Santana, David Smith to follow. Curtis has gone six up, six down as Bradenton holds a 2-0 lead. Righty's 1-0 is bounced into the dirt for a ball. It's been two strikeouts, a pop out, a fly out, and two ground outs for Curtis to get the first six men. 2-0. That's high at 93, and it's 3-0. Hurtado playing in just his fourth game. Is 3-for-11 with two RBIs. And it's on the outside corner, called strike. Pitch is up and away for ball four, and Hurtado walks to start this third inning.
The third baseman, number 15, Christian Santana.
Runner at first in the third inning for Christian Santana, the third baseman. Pitch is a breaking ball. Bomb in the zone, called strike, just catches a piece for strike one. So the first man to reach is a walk in the third inning. Braden scored a run in the first and the second. Curtis Blacklove from above the belt, the 0-1. Outside for a ball, it's 1-1. Curtis comes in this year, 2-3, a 4.50 ERA in 14 outings, 13 starts. And the righty is 1-1. Curveball lifted in the air, down the left field line, towards the foul poles. Torero chases after it, and it's out of play for a strike. Good strikeout numbers for Curtis this year, 66 in 60 innings. Well, he really picked it up as the year went on. He's got some high strikeout games. He's hit 9 twice. Picked one up in Dunedin in mid-June. 1-2. And the dirt gets away a bit from Berg, but no advancement. Blocked it up the third base side. Two balls and two strikes on Santana. Homered in the last series meeting between these two teams. Curtis readies and fires 2-2. Way up and away, 94, and the count's full. Santana this season hitting just 150 in 52 games, 7 home runs and 22 RBIs. He was a big, big money signing by the Tigers. He just hasn't panned out yet. 3-2. Slider down and in. Ball 4. He walked him. Back-to-back walks to start this third inning. Of the mound as Berg goes out there to have a word. 2-1, nobody out in the third. 2-0 Bradenton. Leading the second game of a week-long series. Berg comes back behind Tome. David Smith, the 9-hole batter, switch hitting left fielder. Hurtado at second, Santana at first, so really no speed at second. Pitch to Smith batting left as he fans on a cutter. Bomb the zone for a strike, it's 0-1. Bradenton nursing a 2-0 lead on Lakeland. Roared back and rattled off 8 unanswered runs yesterday to win 10-3. Look to second, the 0-1. Is a changeup outside for a ball. Counts even 1-1. Well, after today, just 16 games left in the Florida State League season. Curtis readies and delivers 1-1. Spot on the outside corner, called strike. Riders are almost out of the playoff picture. 13 games back in the second half. Again, with coming into today, 17 to play. So it is basically win every day mode for them. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got a sword. Slider down and in, and Curtis has his third strikeout. Good time to get it. And two out there with one out now in the third. 2-0 Bradenton. Ron Gerber Montilla Top of the order man who struck out swinging in the first. Big RBI spot for him. Curtis now second time through the order. Righty fires, and a changeup's outside. Well, Fort Myers, 30-15, are in first place in the Florida State League West Division in the second half. Lakeland's right behind them, seven games over the watermark, but they are four games out. Righty spins to second base, and the tag is applied up high. On Hurtado slides into feet first safely. Oh, Delgado, too, almost didn't make the catch there. The ball almost sailed into left center. The 1-0 is on the outside corner, called strike. Another cutter. Counts even. Well, Dunedin, the next closest team after Lakeland, seven games out. So really, it seems to be a two-pony race in the second half between Fort Myers and Lakeland. The Muscles won yesterday. 1-1. In the dirt. Burke, snap throw to second. Gets through past Delgado on the hop. Into center field, and now Bishop has trouble. Runner to third, and home has attacked the third, and they got him. A run does score, though, on the error. There will be two errors in the play. A one on the throw, and then the other on Bishop mishandling it. So that leads to a run. Oh, what a messy play there as Hurtado gets all the way home there. Be an E2 and then an E8. With an outfield assist picked up from Braylon Bishop. So that was a wild one. We saw some wild ones yesterday as well. Base is clear in the third as Montilla is hit by a pitch at 94. And Montilla will walk down the first base line. As Matt Ford, pitching coach, out to have a talk with Christian Curtis, gives us a chance to take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard in the Florida State League. Fort Myers at home against Tampa have a 3-0 cushion in the top of the third inning. Daytona won big yesterday in Jupiter. They already have 4-0 in the third inning against the Hammerheads, who have four errors in the field. Clearwater hosting Dunedin 2-1, top four. And St. Lucie played a day game today. They fell 9-4 to Palm Beach. News there today, though, was J.J. Weatherill also obviously playing, but also one of the Mets' top prospects, Jed Williams, was on rehab. Tampa won 4-1 today in a doubleheader, so let's look at the Florida State League scoreboard. Jack Penny, lefty batter, the runner on, 2-1. Bradenton in the third, a run in here. Pitch to the lefty, Penny. Slider outside for ball one. Curtis collects the 1-0. Pop to the air off the left side. It slices out of play. Bradenton yesterday committed four errors. Really, none of them came back to really hurt him in a big way. I mean, they still lost, obviously, by seven runs, but wasn't anything crazy that led to five unearned runs or anything like that. As the 1-1 bounces in and catches Berg up high. Now that stung him as now he calls time. And Alexa DeHaesler runs out. Well, that one bounced before home, and so it got up and under the mask of Berg. Caught him on the cheekbone area, or on the jaw. That's why a lot of catches will wear the hockey-style mask. Axial Plaz does. It prevents those from the Ripperway type mask. Just a quick word. Spur with a couple of words for the Haysler, and she walks off with a smile. Two and one on Penny, grounded out to first, his first go-around against Curtis. It's been a long inning for him out there. Spinning a toss to first. Oh, they almost had Montilla. Just got his hand back in on the outer half of the base. He's got a good size lead there once again. 2-1. Flown in the air to left center field. Bishop to his right. Now on a jog and slows it down as he makes the grab in the alley to end the half inning. But a run scores on no hits, two errors, and one man left on base after three. 2-1, Bradenton on the Marauders broadcast note.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the fourth inning as Braylon Bishop will lead things off for the Marauders, 9-1-2, as Lakeland gets a run in that last half inning. And they lead 2-1. Pitch to the lefty, Bishop is down and in for ball one. The new pitcher into the ballgame is Zach Lee. He goes just two innings today, gives up a run on a hit, three walks, and a strikeout. It's going to be a bullpen type of day. As Hebert, the righty in. 1-0 is ripped foul down the right field line. And it's 1-1. Duque Hebert, 5'10", right-hander from Puerto Cabezas in Nicaragua. Ebert's numbers this season. 2-2 at 6.24, ERA in 18 outings, 7 starts. And 49 innings, has walked 15, struck out 38. Change up outside for ball. Count 2-1 on Braylon, who flat out to right field his first time up. That was against Lee. The 2-1. Bishop flips it foul off the left side. ...22-year-old Ebert. Fire zone. And Bishop hits it on the ground on the right side. Back hit it by Jenkins out of first. Beats him to the bag. And one gone in the fourth
this
inning.
Number 34,
Remember last pitching in Fort Myers 6 days ago in 2 2/3 innings. Gave up 3 runs on 3 hits. His top of the order, Deuce Corson, watches a changeup up and away for ball one. Been an up and down year for Ebert. Pitch. And Corson hits it well to right field. De La Cruz to his left, though, on a run, makes the grab. Angling towards the line. Two gone on the fourth inning. With nobody on for Will Taylor. Well, start the year in April, Ebert 3.52 ERA in 3 outings. And then in May at a 9.92 ERA. For he had a really, really good month of June. 2.16 in 5 outings. And then ERA back up to near 6 in July. Pitch to the righty Taylor. Misses a high and in for ball one. 2-1 Marauders in the fourth inning, second game of this week-long series between the Pirates and the Tigers, single-A affiliates. 1-0, top foul at home for a strike. Counts even 1-1. From the wind-up, the pitch. Outside for a ball. Taylor today 0-for-1, hit by a pitch in the first, then popped out to short in the second. Two on. On the ground, foul, third base side. Ever ready to rock and roll once again. And the 2-2. Down and away for a ball. Counts full. Connor Delgado on deck for Bradenton. The 2 outs of the base is clear. Ever gazes in for Hurtado for the sign. And now time call by Taylor. Taylor, 21 years of age, 5'10", a righty batter. 3-2. Chop foul again, third base side. This one off the front facing of the dugout. Deep count here. Pitch number 8, 3-2. High for ball 4. What a walk for Taylor. On base for the second time today. Brings up Connor Delgado. Bradenton 2, Lakeland 1. Delgado, the RBI single in the first. Corson, an RBI double in the second. Marauders have left 6 on today already. We're just in the fourth inning. Toss to first. Taylor, headlong dive back in. They are 2-for-10 with runners in scoring position. I mean, this is a feel of kind of the April series where the Marauders just couldn't take advantage, and it's been a problem at times this year. First pitch to Delgado batting left. As he rips it to right field, the base hit, it dunks in. Taylor on second, holds on there as De La Cruz gets to it quickly. And they'll go station to station here in the fourth inning with 2 outs. A walk and now a single.
The first baseman, number 27, is Marilyn Valdez.
First and second for his Marilyn Valdez. And a 2-1 ball game in the fourth inning. Valdez 0-for-2 today. 0-for-his-last-16 at the plate. Strikeout on a lineout. Hit one really hard in the third inning, but right at the second baseman, Montilla. The pitch from Ebert. Bash the opposite way to right field. De La Cruz lets it drop for a base hit. Taylor is slides in. He's in with a dive and an RBI single for as Marilyn Valdez makes it a 3-1 ball game in the fourth. Well, I thought that that was going to be caught off the bat. It looked like it was hard hit, which it was, at De La Cruz, and let it drop. Instead, it drives in a run, and Taylor, too. Play was a bit closer. I don't know if he didn't know that there were two outs or not. Wasn't looking that way. Either way, runners at the corners. Another run in for Johnny Severino. That snaps a big skid for Valdez. The pitch. Swing and a miss on a slider for strike one. It's all been a two-out offense for Bradenton. Heber got the first two, and then a walk, single, single. A one. And Severino fans another breaking ball. It's 0-2. Johnny's 0-2 today. The error last inning. Open stance. Runner in motion to second as the 0-2 is on the ground in the hole. Scoot by Penny. Throws across his body on the run, and that ends the fourth inning. Run scores on the foul. This RBI single. 3.5 of the books. 3-1 at Bradenton. On the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecon Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Innocent say I keep a check. She was a bad bad, nevertheless. Calling it quits now, baby, I'm a wreck. Crash at my place, baby, you're a wreck. Needless to say,
bottom four, Bradenton ahead 3-1 after the Ez Maryland Valdez single in the top half of the fourth inning. Andrew Jenkins leads things off, 3-4-5 against Christian Curtis. As the tall right-hander kicks home the pitch, and Jenkins flies it deep down the right field line the opposite way, and it slices out of play, foul. Into the Pepsi Pavilion, it's 0-1. Now the dimensions. It's 330 down, I believe, the left and right field line, 420 to center. 400 center. Pitch is down low for a ball. It's 1-1. Kind of models a little bit after what Comerica Park looks like. Now it is 420 to center field. 1-1. Breaking ball ripped out and missed down and in. It's 1-2. It's a pretty big ballpark, and as is Comerica. Built back in 1966. Curtis from the lineup, 1-2. Broken bat. He opens away, drops in on a line for right field. Jenkins with the first hit today.
This is your fielder, number 20.
He's aboard to start the fourth inning. Nomar Fania, the hitter. Now 340 down the left and right field line, 420 to center. I mean, that is, it's a very cavernous pitcher's ballpark. Fania, the center fielder. A lefty batter with a runner on, 3-1 in the fourth, Bradenton ahead. Pitch, high and tight, but it's a called strike. Well, last inning, it was an error that led to the run after two walks, start of the inning. Curtis is 0-1. Ripped out and missed. Good changeup fading down away on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Fania grounded out to shortstop in the second. Pitch. Line to second. Squeeze to first. It's late. Good heads up play by Corson. Lined himself up towards first, but they do get Fania on the line out. Jenkins gets back in. Runner on first, one gone, Eduardo Valencia, the DH. Pitch in the dirt for a ball, smothered by Berg. And it's 1-0. 3-1 Bradenton in the fourth inning. Now, some baseball news is breaking within the last inning and a half. As Joey Votto, who had played in the Florida State League this year, announced on Instagram that he's officially retiring from baseball. Pitch. Valencia flies it well to left field. Terrero backs up, turns around, makes a catch on the run at the edge of the warning track and on it for a loud second out. Jenkins retreats back to first as Jose de la Cruz, the righty, walks the plate. Ovato's 17 years in the bigs, basically all of them, all of them are with the Reds, six All-Star selections, a Gold Glove, and was a 2010 National League MVP. Runner at first, two gone, 3-1 to Bradenton in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch to the righty is tagged well, dead center. Bishop runs back, and it's gone, a home run. Boy, Jose de la Cruz goes a red eye way out there in center field. And it's a tie game at three in the fourth inning. I mean, the ball just disappeared. He's got that power. Let's see if we get a number on that one. Boy, that was smoked off the bat of De La Cruz. Hurtado, the catcher, takes ball one down and away at 94. And there it is, a brand new ball game. Runs coming late. Pitch. 1-0 is low for a ball. It's 2-0. Well, base hit in the Mets game today. Sean Manaea had a perfect game going. And then fifth inning today. Orioles Austin Slater hits a home run and ties the game up at 2. 2-0. That's high for ball three. 415 feet. Don't know how. 420 to center. 3-0. Over the heart of the plate, called strike. 108.6 off the bat for De La Cruz. And that one was smoked off the bat. It went high up over towards the batter's eye on the left edge of it. It's got some carry. 3-1. And a slider down at in ball four. He walked him. Runner at first with two outs in the inning. Now Lakeland hadn't gotten a hit in the first three innings. They got two here, a single, and then the home run. A little bit of a bloop and a blast. Christian Santana, the righty. First pitch is outside with a cutter for ball one. Broken bat, single by Jenkins. And then De La Cruz absolutely mashed one. Come on, Righty's 1-0 is whiffed out and missed on the outside corner, 93. It's 1-1. We're talking about Joey Votto, who is a Canadian who signed a deal with the Blue Jays this year. Again, had played some games in Dunedin. Played 13 with them, 15 in Buffalo. As that's the line to left field, a base hit. Over towards the line, Torero scoops and throws. Hurtado's second base. They've got him at first and second with two outs in the fourth inning. Votto in AAA was just hitting 143. Six for 42. And opted to call it quits. He hit just over the Mendoza line last year with the Reds. And at 40 years old, the former second round pick by the Reds in 02 has retired today. And he's probably going to go in as a Hall of Famer. David Smith, the left fielder. Switch hitter. First pitch. Curveball high and away for a ball. Think Votto, again, who won the MVP in 2010. Obviously, there's Andrew McCutchen, who won it just a few years later. I mean, those two guys now are the tail end of their careers. McCutchen obviously still playing. Votto retiring today. Pitch. Broken bat. Fly ball. Shallow right. Polanco trots in and puts it away for the last out in the fourth inning. Two runs come in on the home run from De La Cruz. Tie game at three after four on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
A lefty, Shalene Polanco, will lead things off at the top of the fifth inning against Duke Hebert. As the first pitch to the lefty is high and away with a changeup for ball one. De La Cruz tied the game with a home run last half inning for the Flying Tigers. 1-0. Polanco takes slow and in for a ball. It's 2-0. So, brand new ball game at three apiece at the top of the fifth inning. Hebert gave up a run last inning. Pitch, and Polanco skies it high in the air to deep right field. De La Cruz at the track. He's at the wall, makes the grab in front of the bullpen as Polanco just got under it a bit too much there. And it's warning track power for out number one. One out, base is empty. 3-3 tie game. Well, last inning, we're talking about a little bit about Joey Votto in his retirement. Was announced within the last hour. Lefty Amanda Torero takes a kneecap high breaking ball for strike one. You have McCutchen and Votto. Those two guys really were the face of the NL Central as a high chopper foul first base side. It's 0-2. Bovada won the MVP in 2010. That was the really first full year for McCutchen, who had finished fourth in the Rookie of the Year honors back in 2010. Pitch on the ground, right side to his right, Montilla. Back in, jump throw to first from the outfield. They got him. Impressive play from Montilla. Two gone in the fifth inning.
Number 13, Derek Bird.
Well, that was the Rookie of the Year award. That was won in 2009 by Chris Coughlin. They just bombed the zone to call it strike to Derek Bird. That's a name you haven't heard in a while. Jay Happ finished second with the Phillies. Yoan, down and away for a ball. It's 1-1 on Berg, the catcher. Tie game at 3 in the fifth. Coughlin played 9 years, last playing with the Blue Jays in 2017. Fastball sails up and away for a ball. Now, but now both those guys, you know, McCutchen, he'll be 38 in October. He was born not too far from here in Fort Meade. He's from Polk County. And Berg swings and misses. Upstairs fastball, it's 2-2. Was a 11th overall pick in 05 by the Pirates out of Fort Meade High School. And you know, McCutcheon's a right around a 50 war player in his career, but Votto is 64 and a half, so you think that he's probably a Hall of Famer. 2-2. And Berg strikes out swinging on a slider from Ebert. And it's a 1-2-3 fifth inning, halfway home, 3-3 tie game on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our final Paws and Claws night on Friday, August 16th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Last of the fifth inning, 3-3 tie game as Christian Curtis faces the top of the order. And Efrain Gerber Montilla. And first pitch curveballs way up high and away for ball one. 3-3 tie game after Jose de la Cruz hit a two-run home run in the last half inning against Curtis. Dead center field. Righty's 1-0. And that's on the outside. Black called strike at 89. Montilla, Penny, Jenkins, one through three. Curtis sets the 1-1. And a ripped out and missed. Changeup down and away for a strike. Sun setting from Lakeland at Joker Martin Stadium. Spring training home also of the Detroit Tigers. It's a very spring training atmosphere you can imagine in February and March. 1-2. And the dirt for a ball. Ballpark that seats 8,500. It's got a long grass berm in left field. Some Adirondack chairs behind a cement structure that has some fence on it. It says, welcome to Tigertown, USA. It's right in front of the scoreboard. 2-2. High it in for a ball. Just above the letters. It's 3-2. In right field, it's a mini Crawford box setting. It's got some more Adirondack chairs on Margaritaville lounge area. Two terraces of that. 3-2. Golfed up in the air. Shallow right field. Gorson backpedals out. He's under it and puts it away. One gone. Then down the right field line as well is the Pepsi Pavilion. It's got two more rows of terraced Adirondack chairs. And looks like a little pavilion as Jim Horner walks out. As looks like Christian Curtis has hit his pitch count. He's on 80 on the dot and goes 4 1/3 innings today of three-run ball. 3-3 tie game, bottom 5, one out. Bases clear. We come back here from Lakeland on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Is up 3 runs, 2 of them earned on 3 hits, 3 walks and 3 strikeouts through 80 pitches, 44 strikes, so just above the 50% threshold. 2 outs, nobody on for Andrew Jenkins in the 5th. Tie game at 3 of the pitch. And the right-handed batter takes a called strike on the bottom half. Takis with a full beard. He's got a bit of black hair running underneath his black cap. One's a number up the first base side. Valdez charges and takes to the bag himself to end the half inning. It's a 1-2-3 fifth. On to the 6th we go. 3-3 tie game in Lakeland on Marauders Broadcast Network. Gorson and Taylor against Hebert, who much better fifth inning. Bishop takes low. At the shoot tops, it's 1-1. Gave up a run in the 4th inning and then retired the side in the 5th. Ever did the 1-1. Bishop fouls it straight back, high on the netting. 0-for-2 day for Braylon. He's flat out and grounded out. Gorson, who's on deck, swinging a hot barrel. 1-2. Loop foul, third base side on a peeling changeup. Second game of this week-long series. Bradenton dropping the game yesterday 10-3. They have now lost 7 in a row here at this ballpark. 1-2. Bishop fires it back to the screen. Oh, last year was a successful year for them here. And they went 8-3, had one game that was canceled. 1-2. And a Bishop high bounder foul, first base side. They won both road series in Lakeland. It was June 25th of last year was their last win here. Everett's 1-2 again is rolled foul first base side as he spoils off another changeup down low. One, two, once more, and Bishop strikes out swinging. Top of the zone fastball, 93. Back-to-back K's going back to last inning for Ebert. One out top of the order back around Deuce Gorson. in a 3-3 tie game. First pitch and the lefty fouls it off and the batter's box. Well, they ruled it fair, and then Keith Vargas comes in and said it was foul. Which it was foul, it did hit Corson. Now, Corson didn't run, but luckily Jeremy Rota down the first base line saw it. Otherwise, Corson would have been out. Righty, zone one. And Corson fouls it off around home again for strike two. From the lineup, 0-2. High and in it hits him. Goes tumbling down as now he's back up on his feet, but that hit him right near the wrist area. Might have caught more of the forearm, but Alexa DeHaesler is out. Check on Gorson, who's walking up the first base line. I mean, he seems to be okay.
The designated hitter, number 29, Will Taylor.
Gorson checking out his right arm. I think that caught more of, again, that forearm. Well, but he's on with one out in the sixth inning in a 3-3 tie game. Will Taylor, right-handed batter, 1 foot in, 1 foot out of the back end of the batter's box. Steps in against Everett. Turns his shoulder, now sets. Pitch to Taylor. It's a front door slider called strike. Taylor is 0 for 1 today. He's been on base twice, though, walked and scored in the fourth inning. He's also hit by a pitch in the first. It's been a theme today on both sides. A couple hit batters. Everett's ready, and the 0-1. Taylor golfs it down the left field line, hooking, foul, out of play. Nice play by the fan, though, who's on a mini grass berm down there in left field. Made a jumping catch. Put a nice little picture out there. Great catch. Fan also gets a free souvenir. I went to the count on Taylor as he steps back in. And the 0-2. That's high for a ball. Oh, those scoreboard people, they don't get paid enough sometimes. And it was shown this week, MLB actually posted a highlight from former Marauder as of last year, Tomar Johnson, who's up in high at Greensboro. Hit his, I think it was his 12th home run of the year in Bowling Green. They're on the road, 1-2. And Taylor strikes out swinging at a high fastball. Two gone in the inning. 3-3 tie game in the sixth. Connor Delgado the batter with a runner on. Well, Tamar Johnson hit a home run out to right field towards the scoreboard. So the camera, the high home camera, was panned out that way. And then the video board had an emoji, you know, thumbs down, not happy about the home run then. As Delgado batting left takes a breaking ball on the inside edge called strike. And so that clip went viral around social media with, again, I know John Boy posted it. MLB did. Obviously, minor league baseball, MLB account did. The 0-1. That's low four ball. It's 1-1. Delgado 2-for-3 today. RBI single in the first. And then today in Flushing's, New York, Queens, New York Mets won on a walk-off home run from Jesse Winker. And the video people there at City Field had some fun with it. Spinning to first and a headlong dive back in for Gorson. Now, they used one of those memes that the New York Mets had on. It says, you know, want to let you know we're on our way up or we're back up. And so that was played right after, during the walk-off celebration after they won over the Orioles. 1-1 check swing. It's a letter-high strike. We might as well. Baseball is supposed to be fun. Want to have some fun with the fans in the stands. Especially that catch that Pham made in the left field line. 1-2 on Delgado. In the top of the sixth inning. Bradenton 3, Lakeland 3. 1-2 home, runner motion as Delgado flies into the air. Right field, down the line, De La Cruz towards the line, camps under it and has it for the last down. No runs, no hits, one man left, 5.5 gone. 3-3 tie game on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Last of the sixth inning as Noah Takis faces 4, 5, and 6. Nomar Fania, the lefty, will kick start this half inning. 3-3 tie game between Bradenton and Lakeland. Righty Takis comes set from the belt and fires home for his pitch. That shot the opposite way. Deep and back goes Terrero. It's over his head. One hops off the fence as Fania jogs to second base with a stand-up wall ball double. That extends his on-base streak to 7 games with that double. Go-ahead run is in scoring position. And nobody out in the sixth inning. And Eduardo Valencia is the hitter. Digs into the back end of the righty's batter's box. Tack has got the last two outs in the fifth inning after Christian Curtis went the first 4 1/3. Pitch to Valencia as lays foul first base side. Again, if you weren't with us a few innings back, we helped break the news that Joey Votto officially retired today. There are a few really Votto stats that I've seen going around social media are just eye-opening. 0-1's a slow roller foul third base side. Strike two on Valencia, 0 for 2 today. Always the one that circulated through the years for Joey Votto. And now it's finally a conclusion. You can count on your fingers how many times this happened for him in his 17-year big league career. 0-2, and Valencia flips it foul first base side. He saw 35,630 pitches over his 8,746 career plate appearances. Votto pulled the ball foul for an out, so foul out down the right field line just twice ever. 0-2, breaking ball softly hit up the middle, scooped by Delgado, throws across his body to first, they got him. Delgado went airborne, but Fania does move to third on the ground now. Now go-ahead runs at third in a 3-3 tie game. In the sixth inning, we'll see what Gustavo Baño wants defensively as he points the infield in. think so, with De La Cruz, the batter, who homered his last trip up the dead center. Righty-righty match up the pitch. Breaking ball slithers too far in to the righty for ball one. One of the other stats as well is for Joey Votto, gun at his retirement today. 1-0. De La Cruz fouled straight back out of play for a strike. Votto could come out of retirement and go 0 for 477 and still have a higher lifetime on base than Tony Gwynn, who's one of the greatest hitters ever to walk the face of the earth. Takis is 1-1. In the dirt, great block by Berg to his right. Two balls and a strike with one out. Infield in and a tie game in the sixth. 2-1. Breaking ball whacked out to right center. Polanco in and over, makes the catch in the alley. Here comes the runner home. The throw is offline, hits the runner, and kicks away. And the Tigers have their first lead tonight on a sac fly from De La Cruz. It's 4-3. Double ground out, sac fly. That could be the difference. Ricardo Hurtado, righty catcher with a 4-3 Lakeland lead in the sixth. Two outs, base is clear. Hurtado has not registered an at-bat today. The pitch, that's flown out to left field, but playable. Torero rocks back, it all walks in and puts it away for the last out in the sixth. One run on a hit, on a sac fly from De La Cruz. 4-3 Lakeland after six on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
We've hit the seventh inning from Joker Martin Stadium in Lakeland, Florida, as 4, 5, and 6 to Bradenton now chasing a run for the first time tonight after a sac fly by De La Cruz last inning. First pitch to Esmerlin Valdez is an inside fastball ripped out and missed for strike one. 4, 5, and 6 as the 0-1's on the ground at third. Deep, Santana has it, chest high, strong throw to first, and they get him by a step. One gone to start the seventh inning.
The third baseman, number 77, Johnny Severino.
A one out, base is empty for Severino, the third baseman. 4-3 Lakeland. Pitch the righty. There's a front door slider called strike. Hebbard. 0-1. Outside for a ball. It's 1-1. As Hebbard just been pitching strong here after a rough go in the first inning. Gave up a run. Pitch is outside of the righty for a ball. It's 2-1. Well, Hebbard now 3 1/3 under his belt. One run on two hits. A walk and three Ks. 2-1. And Severino fishes after a ball to Durrett for a strike two. Counts even 2 balls and 2 strikes. From the wide of the pitch. Top foul, third base side. Two-two again. And strikes out swinging for the second out. 4 Ks for Hebbard. I mean, since the RBI single from Valdez in the fourth inning, he then retired the next five, hit a batter, and retired the four after that. So that's 9 of the last 10 to put away. Pitch to Polanco is fouled back to the screen for strike one. Lakeland leads 4-3 in the seventh on this Wednesday night. 0-1. Blanco rolls into the dugout, first base side. Strike two. Chalene's 0 for 2 with a walk. From the lineup, the 0-2. Slow chopper past the bound to the right for Mortilla. Scoops and throws on the run across his body. That's the seventh inning. Another 1-2-3 frame. It's stretch time from Lakeland. 4-3 Flying Tigers on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good, but we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test, starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Last of the seventh inning, Lakeland has a one-run lead at 4-3. 8-9-1 due up against Noah Takas, who's out for his second full inning of work. First pitch in the righty is a breaking ball inside. Nearly hits Santana as he dances out of the way. Forward for ball one. Jose de la Cruz with a sack fly to score the go-ahead run after leadoff double from Nomar Fania last inning. 1-0's touch foul, third base side for a strike. It's 1-1. Bradenton looking to snap their 7-game losing skid here at Joker Martin Stadium. Attack is ready. It's 1-1. And a breaking ball bombed the zone to call it strike. Santana 1-for-1 today in 2 plate appearances. He also walked in the third. Lakeland's going for their 4th straight win today. They are 4 games out from first in the second half. Righties 1-2. Swing and a miss and got him. 91 on the fastball, and Takas One gone to the K, his first of the day in the seventh inning. I'll take a look at some scores in the Florida State League. So the Muscles lose one today, playing a doubleheader. And then in game two, they are tied at five in the bottom of the sixth inning. So that's a big result there. David Smith, the switch hitter, batting left. First pitch, backdoor curveball called strike. See live how that game would have affected the standings before the game. Yoan is down and away for a ball, just narrowly missed. So it's a 3.5 game lead for Fort Myers. But again, if Lakeland can win today and Fort Myers loses another 1-1, Smith flies it foul to play the left side. Attack is sets. 1-2. Curveball just nearly missed high. As it came in, Berg tried to bring it down a little bit, but full ABS strike zone today. Now that one just a bit too high by about half a ball. Sets again, 2-2. Curveball the dirt this time. And the count is full. 3-2 at the top of the order on deck in Montilla. 4-3 Lakeland in the seventh. Takas is 3-2. On the ground, left side to his left, Severino. Fields up with it, throws to first. It gets past Valdez. Backed up by Bird. Oh, not sure if the throw was really that off target or Valdez just missed it. Stretching for it. It'll be an E5. It was a bit towards home plate too much. Runner on with one gone in the seventh, as that'll be the third error today against Bradenton. They had four yesterday, so seven in these first two games. Ron Gerber Montilla, the second baseman, lefty hitter. The runner on, one out in the seventh, 4-3 Lakeland. Runner in motion for his pitch. It's outside for a ball. Throw to seconds on the money. They got him. And Derek Berg continues to throw out runners on the base paths. That is the third runner he's thrown out in four tries this year. I mean, that's a 75% caught steal rate. Erases Smith. Who's gone down for just the seventh time this year. And the 1-0 is outside for a ball. I mean, Smith has 24 bases swiped this year on 30 tries coming in. It's 2-0 to Montilla, the pitch. And a fastball dot on the outside corner called strike. So with that, two outs, base is empty. And now Takas can focus on Montilla. 2-1, just nearly misses with a fastball. Three-one is low for ball four. Puts Montilla on.
The shortstop, number 30, Jack.
That one just missed by a hair. Runner on with two outs in the seventh for Jack Penny, the shortstop. He's one of the only men that's on this roster that was drafted this year. Pitch to the lefty. It is bounced in for ball one. 0 for 3 day today. But yeah, he is the only draftee on the roster. Fifth rounder this year out of Notre Dame. The 1-0 is hit well in the air. Right center field. Polanco full sprint back and can't make the catch. It drops in front of the track. bobbled by Bishop. Around third to score is Montilla. Throw to third is late. It's a triple for Jack Penny. Make it a 5-3 Lakeland lead in the seventh. Again, it's a massive ballpark out here, and so having outfield defense like that, well, it's tough to chase that one down. And the walk comes back to hurt him. Andrew Jenkins, the righty. Runner at third, a run in. The pitch. And Jenkins fans on a top of the zone fastball for a strike. Attack is sets and lifts the 0-1. Fastball low for a ball. Had one ball and one strike. Jenkins 1-for-3 today. Single and scored in the fourth. 1-1 is at the eyeballs high for ball two. Now there is a righty just starting to throw in the bullpen for the Marauders in left center. Whoever that is will come out for probably another inning. Bradenton chasing two runs right now. 2-1. Breaking ball in the dirt, and it's blocked by Berg, and that one hurt. Pops to his feet as he walks around. Well, he's a catcher from Army. He can take a lot of pain. About as tough as they come if you're an academy catcher. Berg's good to go as Jenkins stretches out as he walks back in on the right side. 3-1 the count on Jenkins. From Takis, the pitch. In tight for ball four, he walked him. Second walk in this half inning. And Matt Ford, pitching coach, out to have a chat. Well, at the break of the action, let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard of the Pittsburgh Pirates system. Marauders trailing 5-3 here in the seventh inning. Pittsburgh today played a day game, closing out their three-game series in Texas against the Rangers. And boy, they fell today 1-0. That was a tough one against the Rangers. Bednar got the loss in the ninth inning. Buccos left 10 on today. Were 0-for-6, hitting with runners in scoring position. So they had their chances, just couldn't cash in. Triple-A Indianapolis played a day game today. They lost 5-1 to the Columbus Clippers as Mike Burrows went four innings today. Burrows four innings, a run on five hits, one walk, and four Ks. As Berg out to give the signs, Nomar Fania the batter. 5-3 Lakeland with runners at first and third and two gone. Double A Altoona's on the road at Richmond. They're chasing two runs as well at 5-3 in the seventh. Pitch to lefty. It is a fastball outside for ball one. And then Haya Greensboro is also losing 5-3 at home, though, to the Asheville Tourists. So a lot of 5-3 results today in the Pirates minor league system right now. The 1-0. Tipped into the mitt for a strike. Fonda doubled and scored last inning. He scored the go-ahead run as Lakeland has overcome a deficit today again. 1-1. Outside with a changeup for a ball. It's almost like Groundhog Day. And they score the runs early. Scored three of the first four innings and nothing since. Now Bradenton's offense, kind of like the Pirates today, they've left nine on base, with most of those coming in the first four innings. 2-1. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Berg. Eduardo Valencia on deck for Lakeland. Runner at third is Penny. Jenkins at first. With two outs, a 3-1. Swing and a miss, top of the zone heater. And the count's full. Two outs and a full count. Jenkins will be in motion on the pitch. There he goes, 3-2. He is slapped to the ground the opposite way. To third, Severino charges, fields, and throws to first. Valdez keeps his foot on, and that ends the seventh inning. They do get a run, though, on the triple from Penny. 5-3 Lakeland after seven on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Care may be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
How is your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Thomas Press is a new pitch of the ball game for the top of the eighth inning for the Lakeland Flying Tigers, who cash in for another. They lead 5-3. As 7, 8, and 9, the lefty Terrero, the batter. First pitch is belted well in the air, deep right center field. Fond is chasing it towards the wall, and one hops the fence as Terrero flies around second base. He's heading for third, standing up with a triple. That one might be the longest triple he'll ever have. 420 in center field, that one hop the wall.
The catcher, number 13, Derek Burke.
As Terrero starts it off with a triple. He's on for the second time of the day. As Derek Berg, the catcher. 5-3 Lakeland infield is coming in here in the eighth. That's the first three-bagger of the year for Terrero. Righty Bruss sets and fires. And it's on the inside corner, called strike. Numbers on Bruss this year. He's making his 33rd appearance. He's 2-2 with a 4.39 ERA. 23 walks, 52 Ks in 41 innings. Now the infield moves back as the 0-1 is one hop to the dirt for a ball. I thought it was interesting that the infield would come in here with, you know, if it was a one-run lead, it would be different, but a two-run lead. Still have something just trying to get the outs here. 1-1 is tap foul behind Tom. Berg's 0 for 2 today with a walk. Brass sets from above the belt. The pitch. And Berg strikes out, swinging a ball to dirt. Throw down a first to complete the strikeout. He's in time. One gone in the eighth inning with Bishop walking to the plate. 5-3 Lakeland. Looking to win the first two of this series. Final line on Hebert today. Goes 4 1/3. One run on 3 hits. A walk in 5 Ks. That was a really good outing for him today. As he retired the final 5. And also the final 10 of the last 11. Braylon Bishop, the lefty, with the infield in. And one gone. The pitch. Down and away for a ball. Press is a big size presence on the mound. 6'8", 280. Righty, 25-year-old from Rochester, Minnesota. Signed out of Indy Ball. Righty kicks the 1-0. There's a fastball on the outside edge, called strike at 95. Bishop is 0-3 today. Fly out, ground out, strikeout. 1-1. And Bishop out in front of a changeup there. For strike two. One and two, the count on Bishop. Russ readies and delivers. Chopper towards first. It's a foul ball right on the white chalk and fielded in foul ground by Jenkins. Now, Russ this year against Bradenton has been dynamite. 1-0 with a 1-2-3 ERA in six outings. He's punched out 12, walked 3, and 7 in the third. So really good head-to-head numbers. With the infield in, one gone. A runner at third, the 1-2. In the dirt again. Stopped just a few paces behind home plate as Hurtado sheds the mask. Russ comes set, brings the glove up, down. 2-2 again. Outside with a changeup. What a at-bat this has been for Bishop. He's worked it all the way to full after falling behind 1-2. A couple of foul balls, a couple of balls taken, and here we go again. Infield in with one out, the 3-2. Bishop flips it, foul out of play. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat between Bruss and Bishop. Battle of the Bees. 3-2 is a fastball outside, ball four. And Bishop walks. First and third, tying runs are on for the top of the order in Deuce Gorson. Gorson today has hit the ball hard three times, singled in the first and scored, doubled in a run in the second, and then line out to right field in the fourth. He was hit by a pitch in the sixth inning as out to the mound. Goes pitchy coach, that's not Nick Green. So Bradenton gave up the lead in the sixth inning on a sack fly. And then an insurance run in the seventh by Lakeland. Riders have three errors today that have led to one unearned run, and which is a big difference at this point. Even two lasting an error that kept the inning going. Meeting insurance has Bruss in a big spot here. First and third. With one out, Deuce Gorson, the batter. The ninth round pick out of UCLA this year by the Pirates. Bruss settles in and delivers the first pitch. It is on the outside corner, a called strike. Torero tripled. Berg struck out, and then Bishop walked. The first three men that Russ has faced in this eighth inning. Righty's 0-1. Outside with a changeup, it's 1-1. Marauders out hitting Lakeland 6-5, but trailing two runs in the scores column. Bishop dances at first. He's in motion. 1-1. Pitch is high and away, but no throw to second base as Hurtado couldn't get the ball out of the mitt. Stolen base for Braylon. And now the tying run is in scoring position. Already 16 pitches thrown by Bruss. He's behind 2-1 on Gorson. The pitch. Breaking ball outside, ball three. Will Taylor is on deck for Bradenton. And a close battle in the late innings in Lakeland. And a balk is called on Bruss. That will bring home Torero. Bishop to third. It's a one-run game again. Andrew Graham out. Gabe Vargas tells him what happened, walks back, understands it. And the tying run is 90 feet away. Infield in, the 3-1 pitch to Gorson is outside, ball four. He is nibbling on those corners, but just hasn't been able to move it over an extra inch or two. Well, that was the closest of the bunch. That missed literally by a hair. But Andrew Graham comes out. He'll take the baseball from Bruss with two runners on at first and third. 5-4 Lakeland in the eighth. And come back here with one gone on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
How is your job to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Iker Wheezy is the new pitcher of the ball game for the Lakeland Flying Tigers, who are up a run at 5-4. But Bradenton has runners at the corners and just one out. Will Taylor is the batter. The righty climbs in to face the righty Wheezy, who is the closer for Lakeland. 8 saves on the year. And the first pitch is a slider low for ball one. Wheezy's 4-2 this year, a 2.50 ERA in 32 outings this year. He's walked 19, struck out 43 and 39 and two-thirds while allowing just 21 hits. Taylor's 0-2 today, a walk and a hit by pitch with a run scored. And the righty's 1-0. Slider downstairs again. It's 2-0. Now, Bruss came in. Triple strikeout, walk with a run scoring on a balk. Salem Marauders got closer with a run. Taylor ahead in the count, 2-0. Wheezy sets and delivers. Fastball low for ball three. Connor Delgado's on deck for Bradenton. And the 3-0. High and in, ball four. Taylor walks on four pitches. And they're full for Delgado. Well, things are spiraling out of control for Lakeland in the late innings here. Now, Wheezy this year, he's faced Bradenton a ton. He is 1-0 with a 0 ERA in 9 2/3. He's allowed just 2 hits, 2 walks, 10 Ks with 2 hits allowed. So has not allowed an earned run yet. Delgado the batter. Switch hitter batting left. And a first pitch fastball bomb the zone to call it strike. Five for Lakeland. Bradenton led in the early goings. Wheezy sets and the 0-1. Outside, down and away for a ball. Delgado, multi-game for him today. He's 2-for-4 with an RBI single in the first. We've got him and then Valdez on deck. Wheezy's 1-1. And Delgado fans on a breaking ball. Pulled the string on him. Now the Marauders today, they have 9 on base, or 3-for-13 with runners in scoring position. This is a big one here with one out in the eighth. Wheezy is 1-2. There's a breaking ball down and away. That was close. Four runs, 6 hits, 3 errors for Bradenton. 5 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error for Lakeland. Wheezy is 2-2. Delgado, high chopper, back up the middle. Penny, Fields on the bag, throw to first, double play. Ending 6-3, twin killer, and that's the eighth inning. 5-4, Lakeland, bottom eight next here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Lakeland works out of the jam at the top of the eighth inning. A run does score, but a double play ball ends the threat. As new pitcher in, Danny Carrion replaces Noah Takis, who went 2 2/3 out of the pen today. As 5-4 Lakeland. Eduardo Valencia, the righty hitter, batting fifth today, takes a called strike. It's 0-1. But Danny Carrion, who's been very good as of late, ninth round pick last year to UC Davis. As the 0-1's on the ground, past Severino on a backhand and down the left field line. Terrero in the corner, scoops and throws, and the throw is late on a hop. We'll see how this one is judged. As Valencia is at second base. Lead off and on at second regardless for Jose De La Cruz in a 5-4 ball game. That will be a double. Valencia being a pinch run here for, I believe that is Dom Johnson. Well, they want that run back. Dom Johnson pinch running at second base after Valencia's 12th double of the year. As Carrion faces Jose De La Cruz. Numbers on Carrion this year, 1-0 with a 3.20 ERA in 16 outings. He's walked 14, struck out 20, and 19 2/3. De La Cruz shows bunt, pulls back, and it's down and in for ball one. Now Carrion has a 9 3rd inning scoreless streak over his last 6-plus outings. He's allowed his 2 hits while striking out 8 during that span. As 1-0, De La Cruz flies out to left field, backs Terrero up just shy of the track, makes the catch as he spins and turns back to the infield. A loud first out.
The catcher, number 34, Ricardo
Hurtado. During this streak, Carrion has lowered his season ERA from 5.40 to 3.20. Runner at second base. Ricardo Hurtado the catcher in a 5-4 contest in favor of Lakeland. Righty-righty matchup, and the pitch is a breaking ball low. Hurtado 0-1 today with a pair of walks. Pitch is high for a ball. It's 2-0. Well, the Marauders today have left 11 on base. Lakeland 5. Lakeland's 0-5. Hitting with runners in scoring position. 2-0 is in the dirt for a ball. But they have the lead at 5-4. So they found a way to still manufacture runs. Three and oh is the count. Righty set and delivers. Top of the zone fastball called strike. Carrying 6'3", 207, 23-year-old from Winters, California. Talked to him last week on the Marauders pregame show. Got to really learn a lot about him. 3-1. That's high for ball four, and he walked him. Now it does set up the double play ball to get out of this inning as Berg goes out to have a word. Now Carrion, who was recruited to play football at UC Davis. And up. Getting on the baseball team there after getting injured playing football in high school. And so end up going there for baseball. Berg is back behind Jome with runners at first and second. One out in the eighth inning. 5-4 Lakeland. They're looking for another run. Christian Santana's 1-2 of the walk. He's the hitter. Batting right the pitch. And a breaking ball is high for ball one. already carrying. His 1-0 pitch is outside for a ball, just missing. Now Bradenton in the ninth inning. They will have 4, 5, and 6 in their order. And Carrion can deliver a 0 here, 2-0. And it's too tall again. Ball 3. Pitch. High for ball 4, and he walked him. Back-to-back walks to load him up here in the eighth inning with David Smith coming. And Matt Ford makes a mound visit here. And a one-run game. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. And the Florida State League. Couple final scores. Fort Myers loses 2 today in a doubleheader. He lost 7-5. That was a makeup from June 30th. And then Tampa wins 4-1 in game 2. So this is a big swing for Lakeland if they can come out on top tonight. Palm Beach wins in a day game 9-4 in St. Lucie. Clearwater falls at home, or they're about to fall at home 9-5. Top 9 there, unless they can get some magic going. And Daytona is working on a shutout right now of 7-0 on Jupiter. Switch hitter David Smith is the hitter with the bases full, one out in the eighth inning. A similar spot to where Lakeland was in the top half of the inning on the other side. So first pitch to Smith is down and away for a ball. Corners are in, middle infielders are back, still looking for that double play ball. Iker Wiese got his in the top of the eighth inning. Carrion looking for his in the bottom of the eighth. Righty holds 1-0. And a fastball right down the heart of the plate, called strike. Five-four Lakeland. Late here at Publix Field. The 1-1. Just outside on the outer half for a ball. Two balls in one strike. Carrion sets and fires. Just low for ball 3. Smith is 0 for 3 today. In danger of walking in an insurance run for Lakeland in the 8th. 3-1. Top towards first. Foul the steps in the back. Comes home. Throws off target and gets to the backstop. One run scores. Throw home is late. And two runs come home. Make it 7-4 Lakeland. Valdez got the out at first, just a errant throw, though, home as he tried to rush it. So that's Johnson scores, and Hurtado behind him. That'll be the fourth error tonight. That scores a run. Runner at third, two outs for Montilla, who flares the opposite way down the left field line, and it's out of play, foul. So that's a ground out with a throwing error mixed in. Runner at third, nothing and one in a three-run game now. Pitch, and the lefty Montilla takes high. It's 1-1. Another couple of big late innings tonight for Lakeland. The 1-1. Fouled straight back to the screen. They've scored runs in the last three innings now. Run in the sixth, the run in the seventh, and now two here in the eighth inning. One and two of the count as Carrion settles and delivers. Breaking ball whiffed out and missed for strike three to end the eighth inning, but not before the damage is done. Two runs score, 7-4 Lakeland. Last chance for the Marauders in the ninth. Coming up here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Leacon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Leacom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
It's still a save situation for Iker Wheezy as Lakeland gets two more runs in the eighth inning to make it a 7-4 ball game. As Wheezy will face 4, 5, and 6. As Marilyn Valdez will lead things off here, followed by Severino and then Shalene Polanco. Ready, Wheezy sets and delivers the first pitch. There's a slider down and away for ball one. So easy, a chance to pick up what would be his ninth save of the year. Pitch on the ground, off of Weezy, trapped down in front of him. Now scoops, another hand tosses to first. A kick save and a beaut, one gone.
The third baseman, number 77, Johnny Severino.
So one gone in the ninth inning for Johnny Severino, 7-4. The Lakeland on front, looking to win the first two of this week's series. And the pitch to Severino. Is on the inside corner, called strike. Kind of last year, kind of what happened. Bradenton dropped the first four against Dunedin, then won the last two. Danger of another trend here this week. The 0-1, and the righty takes downstairs. It's 1-1. Severino is 0-4 today. As Wheezy readies from the letters. 1-1. High and tight, nearly hit him. 95. Don't forget, stick around for the post-game show after. We'll take you back to this one and get you set for tomorrow. Connor Wickriff, the lefty, gets the baseball. 2-1. Pop foul, back and out of play. Wickriff making it would be his third professional appearance, second start. He debuted last week. Against Pedro Garcia. The 2-2. Breaking ball on the ground, hard hit, but right at the shortstop, Penny. Fields throws with it to first, two gone. Bradenton down to their final out tonight with Shalene Polanco digging in the left side. 7-4, Lakeland in the ninth inning. Two outs, base is clear. First pitch to Polanco is chopped foul up the first base side. Well, this would be the eighth consecutive loss here in Lakeland for Bradenton if it goes through. Be another night. Late rally by Lakeland. The 0-1 on the ground, a hard hit, scooped at first by Jenkins. He jogs the bag, and that's the ball game. Flying Tigers avoid a base-loaded situation at the top of the eighth inning. They get two in the bottom of the eighth in the same situation. And they go on to win 7-4 here in game two on this Wednesday night as the Marauders have dropped the first two games and will look to get things right tomorrow. In the ninth inning, no runs, no hits, nobody left on base as Wheezy picks up the save here tonight. Post-game show next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Borjeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our five-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any five games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, another tough loss for the Bradenton Marauders on this Wednesday night as they dropped the first two games to the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and it was kind of a similar theme here tonight. Thomas and Zrell, the Marauders post-game show, here to take you back to this one. Also get you set for tomorrow as well. Before we talk more about this one, let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. It was also a tough loss today for the Pittsburgh Pirates as they fell 1-0 in Texas today to close out their three-game series as they will return home. But they lose in the ninth inning on a walk-off. Bednar gets the loss. Domingo Herman started today with 6 innings, scoreless, 3 hits, 4 walks, 4 Ks. Kyle Nicklaus and Aroldis Chapman with a pair of scoreless innings. And then in the ninth inning, ended up being Wyde Lankford, a walk-off single to win it for Texas. Elsewhere in the Pirates' org today, AAA Indianapolis loses 5-1 in a day game. Mike Burrows did look great again today out of the rotation. AA Altoona falls 6-3 on the road in Richmond, and Greensboro falls 5-3 at home to the Asheville Tourists. So that is a losing end of day all up and down the Pittsburgh Pirates' org. And the FSL, big day for Lakeland. Now they get the win, but Fort Myers drops both games of a doubleheader. Was a makeup from June 30th. They lose 7-5 and then 4-1 to Tampa. Palm Beach played a day game today. They win in St. Lucie 9-4. with Clearwater chasing four runs right now. They have a tying run on base against the DJs. So that's one to turn on here right now. And then Jupiter gets a run in the ninth inning to avoid the shutout, but they still lose 7-1. We come back in the postgame show. We'll walk you back to this one. That's next here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Teaching your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
And I'll get back on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show as Marauders drop their second consecutive game here in Lakeland. Lost 10-3 yesterday. They lose a tough one today, 7-4. Kind of similar outcomes from last night as we take you back through this one now. Well, yesterday, Bradenton scored some early runs. They did so again today. Got a run in the top of the first inning. Deuce Corson a single. Will Taylor hit by a pitch, and then Connor Delgado with an RBI single to make a 1-0 Bradenton against the minor league rehabber man Wilmer Flores. We head to the second inning where Bradenton doubled their tally on a double from Gorson after Zach Lee walked the first two of the inning. Gave Christian Curtis some comfort before Lakeland scored a run in the third and tied the game in the fourth inning. In the third, though, it was a back-to-back walks, which then on a back-pick attempt from Berg, throw sailed to center field on a one-hopper. And then Bishop kind of struggled with it in center field, so that scored. Hurtado was an unearned run against Curtis, and it made it a 2-1 ball game. Marauders got a run in the top of the fourth inning after a two-out walk, then single by Taylor and Delgado, and then Valdez comes through with an RBI single, extended to a two-run game again at 3-1. Bottom of the fourth inning, this was a difference as De La Cruz tied the game with a two-out home run to dead center field. And that would be pretty much it for the day for Curtis. Goes 4 3 innings, 3 runs, 2 earned on 3 hits, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts, and his third start off the injured list. Lakeland ended up taking the lead and never looking back in the sixth inning after a one-out error, a walk to Montillo after Smith, who reached on the air, was gunned down. So 2 outs, bases empty, no attackers, walks Montillo. But then scores on a Jack Penny triple to give Lakeland their first lead at 4-3. Added one more in the seventh on a – or, excuse me, that was the seventh inning. The sixth inning, losing out of track here. Fania a double, then scores, moves to third on the ground out, scores on a sack from De La Cruz. Then the triple from Penny made it a two-run cushion. Marauders, this was the difference, though, in the eighth inning. I know I said it before, there are a couple different plays that stick out. But Torero leadoff triple, strikeout to Berg, and then Bishop walks till second and third, and then Thomas Bresso walks Gorson to load the bases. He departs. Eker Weasley comes in, and Bress actually blocked in a run. before he left. So then a walk to Taylor to load them up. And with one out, bases full, and a one-run game, a inning-ending double play in the eighth to wrap up that frame. In the bottom of the eighth inning, kind of a same situation but different outcome for Lakeland as a double, fly-out, walk, load the bases for Danny Carrion. A ground out to first that then scores on an error. A run comes in to score. Two-run score in that outcome to make it a 7-4 ball game. Wheezy goes 1-2-3 in the ninth to record his ninth save of the season. Final numbers in this one, Marauders 4 runs on 6 hits, and for the second straight night, 4 errors. They leave 11 on base. Lakeland 7 runs on 6 hits, 1 error, and 6 men left. Game time 2 hours and 41 minutes, seen by 4:08 as Duke Ebert records his third win of the year, improves to 3-2. No attack is to lose here, falls to 1-3. Eaker Wheezy picks up his ninth save of the season. Well, Bradenton looked to bounce back and snap this mini two-game losing skid tomorrow. 6:30 first pitch here from Lakeland. They'll have the lefty, the rookie, Connor Whitgriff on the hill. Seventh-round pick out of Minnesota this year. No wins, no losses, a 3 ERA. He goes against Pedro Garcia, the righty, who's 0-1 at a 29.25 ERA. Again, pregame show will get you rolling at 6:10 p.m. right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network. Big, big, big thank you out to Wilto today for taking the time to join us on the Marauders pregame show as Bradenton again looks to bounce back with a win tomorrow. But until then, Thomas and Zarella saying so long from Publix Field at Joker Martin Stadium. Final score one last time, Lakeland 7, Bradenton 4. We'll see you back here tomorrow night.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.